Lamb of God, let every heart be blessed within. Let everyone be blessed within. We adore you. We bow before you alone. Let every heart be blessed within. Let everyone be blessed within. We adore you. We bow before you alone. O Lamb of God, let every heart be blessed within. Let everyone be blessed within. We adore you. We bow before you, Lamb. O Lamb of God, let every heart be blessed within. Let everyone be blessed within. We adore you. He's the same Christ yesterday, today, and forever. And he's mine. Oh, yes, he's mine. He's the same Christ yesterday, today, forever. And he's mine. Oh, yes, he's mine. I was lost and deep in sin, and opened up my heart to let him. He's the Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And he's mine. Oh, yes, he's mine. He's the Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And he's mine. Oh, yes, he's mine. I was lost and deep in sin, and opened up my heart to let him in. He's the Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And he's mine. Oh, yes, he's mine. Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And he's mine. Oh, yes, he's mine. I was lost and deep in sin, and opened up my heart to let him in. He's the Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And he's mine. Oh, yes, he's mine. He's the Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And he's mine. Oh, yes, he's mine. I was lost and deep in sin. I opened up my heart to let him in. He's the Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And he's mine. Oh, yes, he's mine. He's the Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And he's mine. Oh, yes, he's mine. I was lost and deep in sin. I opened up my heart to let him in. He's the Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And he's mine. Oh, yes, he's mine. He's the Christ of yesterday, today, forever. And he's mine. Oh, yes, he's mine. Choose this day. Who will you serve? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose this day. Choose this day. Who will you serve? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose this day. Choose this day. Who will you serve? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose this day. Choose this day. Who will you serve? For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose this day. Choose this day. Who will you serve? For you are your house, you will serve the Lord. Choose this day, choose this day. Who will you serve? For you and your house, You will serve the Lord till this day. Who will I serve for me and my house? We will serve the Lord till this day. Who will I serve for me and my house? We will serve the Lord till this day. Who will serve for me and my house? We will serve the Lord till this day. Who will you serve for you and your house? You will serve the Lord till this day. Who will you serve for you and your house? We will serve the Lord till this day. Who will I serve for me and my house? I will serve the Lord. It is time for the new anointing. Every yoke of bondage, I must be broken. It is time for the new anointing. Every yoke of sickness, must be broken. It is time for the new anointing. Every yoke of bondage, I must be broken. It is time for the new anointing. Every yoke of sickness, I must be broken. Guide up your life for the new anointing. Every yoke of bondage, I must be broken. It is time for the new anointing. Every yoke of sickness, I must be broken. Every yoke of poverty, I must be broken. Every yoke of problems, I must be broken. Every yoke of trouble, I must be broken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus Christ is Lord forever and ever. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give him praise. Yes, y'all, welcome to the Hour of Miracles radio and TV ministry of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA, this is Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro coming your way with God's living word. Today I'm led to share with you on the topic, the power of choice. The power of choice, the power of making decisions in life. This power is granted to you by God Almighty. God hasn't made you a robot. You are not a robot. You have to be able to make your choices. God created you to be a living being, a living creature. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, he made them in his own image. God created you in his own image and his own likeness. And so you have the power to make choice. But what choice are you making? This is very important. Our text is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 to 20. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 30, from verse 15 to 20. The prophet Moses was leading the Israelites and he spoke to them. He said, I put before you today life and death, cursing and blessing. I put before you hope and hopelessness, for you heaven or hell. You got to make your choice. And Moses was making them to know that they have the power to make their own choices because they were living beings, they were no robots. And of course, they made their choices. If you want to worship the true God, then get ready to worship the true God. If you don't want to worship the true God, then you can go and worship Satan or the devil or the demons or worship the enemies. But the truth is that you got to make your choice. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15 to 20. I place before you life and death. I place before you blessing and cursing. I pour you. And today, God is still putting before us life and death. Oh, yeah, Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to give life. Who will you choose? You got to make your choice. Today, many people are still choosing the devil. The other day, I saw, they said there is a church called the Church of Satan, and they have their headquarters in San Jose, California. And then they have branches all over U.S. and other parts of the world, the Church of Satan. Can you imagine a church where they worship Satan? People still go there. A place where they are worshiping Satan. They didn't hide it. The name of the place is the Church of Satan, the church where they worship Satan. But yet, people are still going there to go and worship Satan. I play before you life and death. I play before you blessing and cursing. And people are still choosing that. They are still choosing Satan. They are still choosing all kinds of things. So, hallelujah. Today, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you that Jesus is life. You got to choose Christ and Him forever. He's the hope of the world. He came to save you. He died for you. Satan did not die for you. Demons did not die for you. Jesus did. So you got to make your choice today whom you will serve. In the days of Joshua, in Joshua chapter 24, verse 14 to 15, the book of Joshua chapter 24, verse 14 to 15, Joshua also mentioned to the Israelites, say, choose this day whom you will serve. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Who do you want to choose to serve? Joshua said, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Where is your choice? Have you made your choice yet? To whom you give yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are. To whom you gave yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are. If you make yourself a servant of the devil will take you to hell. If you make yourself a servant of Jesus Christ will take you to heaven. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by Him. You got to follow Jesus, the only way to eternal life. Jesus says to me, I am that way, I am that way, I am that way to God. Jesus is saying to you, He's that way, He's that way. He's the way to God. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but it is destruction. There is a way that may seem right unto you. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. There is a way that may seem right to you. The way of smoking, the way of drunkenness, the way of halotism, the way of prostitution, the way of drugs, the way of murderers, the way of suicide bombing, the way of destruction of life and property, the way of prostitution, the way of stealing and lying, the way of gossiping and slandering, selfishness and greed. Those are the way. They may seem right unto you, but it is destruction. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Choose what way you want to follow. Jesus said, there is a narrow way that leads to eternal life. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Only few are finding it. But broad is the way of sin and evil, immorality, sexual promiscuity, inordinate affection, abominable ways, Broad is that way, and many are following it. Are you following the broad way? You got to make your choice today. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and only few are finding it. I pray that the Holy Spirit will convince you today to make the right decision. Don't you make a wrong decision. If you make a wrong decision, the devil takes you to hell. When you make a right decision, when you choose Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. You got to make your choice today. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will lead you to make the right choice. The way of the Lord is the rightful way. The Spirit of God will not lead you to Satan. The Spirit of God will not lead you to hell. The Spirit of God will lead you in the way of righteousness and holiness, in the way of following Christ, the truth, the only way, the narrow way that leads to eternal life. The Spirit of the Lord will lead you there. Don't let the devil lead you astray. Prophet Jonah, he chose his own way. Jonah chapter 1, 2, 3. Jonah bought his own ticket and he was going to Tarshish. He met doom and almost died in the ocean because of disobedience. He preferred to go his own way. Your way is not the way of God. God says, my ways are not your ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. You need to find out God's way today, the way of Christ, the way of the cross, the way of holiness and righteousness. Righteousness is God's nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Do you want to choose sin? The wages of sin is death, eternal separation from the Almighty God. But the gift of God is eternal life. Why not choose eternal life today? The power of choice. The choice is yours. You got to make the choice. You got to make the rightful choice. Most of you make wrong choices in life. You make wrong choices and you pay dearly for it. You make wrong choices. When you make a wrong choice, then you have trouble. You have problems. You have difficulties. Proverbs chapter 3, from verse 5 to 7, he said, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived in his days, he says, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding, but trust in the Lord. When you lean on your own understanding and you make wrong choices, that is where your problems are coming from. But when you allow the Spirit of God to lead you, when you follow the leadings of God, the God will lead you in the way of righteousness. And he cares for you and protects you. Jonah bought himself a ticket and he met his doom, almost died in the ocean. May you not be like the Jonah of today. Samson, he prepared to lie down at the lap of Delilah. Judges chapter 6. Samson, the great man of God, went to lie down with Delilah. Instead of being in the presence of God, he was warming himself with iniquity. And the Philistines caught him, beat him, took his eyes away, and made him a slave. May that not be your story in Jesus' name. Lot's wife made a wrong choice. She was looking at Sodom and Gomorrah while others were fleeing away for salvation. Others were running towards God and running towards the kingdom of God. Lot's wife were looking at the worldly goods and worldly things in Genesis 19, verse 26. She was thinking about Sodom and Gomorrah, thinking about the world and what it has to offer. And she became a pillar of salt. May you not end that way in the name of Jesus. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew 26. In Matthew 26, verse 36 to 40, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane made the right choice. He said, I will go to the cross. I will die for the world to be saved. Because the devil was tempting him not to go to the cross. But Jesus said, I will go to the cross. He made the right choice. And God gave him a name that is above every other name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. The Apostle Paul shows us to suffer for the kingdom's sake. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. He said, for me to live is Christ. For me to die is gain. The Apostle Paul, he said, I'd rather live for the Lord Jesus Christ. I would rather live and die for the Lord Jesus Christ. For me and my house, which is serve the Lord. For me and my family, we will serve the Lord. May that be your story today. In the name of Jesus, may you not be a castaway. May you not be a castaway in the name of Jesus. Prophet Elijah asked for the double portion. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9, Prophet Elijah, after serving Elijah, his master, for many years, Prophet Elijah asked, say, Elijah, you have served me this many more years. What can I do for you? Instead of asking for other things, Elisha asked for the double portion of the anointing. May that be your story today in Jesus' name. Elisha asked for the anointing, and God gave him double portion. And that became a blessing to him because he did more miracles than his master. His name is written in the book of life. Where are you today? What choices are you making? King Solomon asked for wisdom. Kings chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. King Solomon asked for wisdom, and it was granted. Instead of asking for riches and for the enemy's life, asking for other things, he asked for wisdom. He made the right choice, and God blessed him and gave him even the ones he did not ask for. May that be your story today in Jesus' name. So people, when they are praying that their enemies should die, and they are asking for all the things of the world. But that is not the prayer that pleased God. The prayer of King Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3, the Bible says that it was a prayer that pleased God, and God answered that prayer. That is how your prayer life should be. Don't ask for stupid things. Pray stupid prayer, useless prayer, prayer that God will not answer. That's not your portion in Jesus' name. Solomon asked for wisdom, and God granted him even the things he didn't ask for, making the right choice. What choice are you making today? Are you making a wrong choice? A good name is better than plenty riches. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1. Proverbs 22, verse 1. A good name is better than plenty riches. Some people have riches and no good name. They prefer to have just riches. Just amass wealth. Wealth that you will die and leave behind. Riches that you will die and leave behind. You are massive, and then you have no good name. They call you 419. They call you thief. They call you rogue. Call you arm robber. You are a drug dealer. You are selling drugs to make money. You are killing people to make money. You are oppressing the poor. You are taking other people's things, other people's wealth, and adding to your own. That's how you became where you are now, because you took other people's wealth from them. You know, judgment is coming. Whose name was not found in the book of life? was cast into the lake of fire. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Jesus is calling you today to make a right choice, to make a right decision, to serve the Lord, to follow Jesus, to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Making the right choice. What choice are you making? Are you seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, so that all other things will be added unto you, or you are seeking the world? Some people love the world more than they love God. They love every other thing. They don't love God. They don't have love. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Making the right choice. What choice have you made today? Gehazi disobeyed his master, Prophet Elisha. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20. Kings chapter 5, verse 20. Gehazi disobeyed his master, Prophet Elisha. He went back and collected all those things from Naaman. And he reaped a curse. He said, the leprosy of Naaman rests upon Gehazi and his family. And Gehazi died a leper. May that not be your story in Jesus' name. Many people make the wrong choice. You prefer to disobey the man of God. You prefer to disobey your pastor. You prefer to disobey God. You prefer to disobey the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit of God is speaking to you, you are doing something else. When God is talking to you what to do, you are doing something else. Then you get a curse. Gehazi was supposed to get triple portion, because Elisha has double portion. So Gehazi was due for triple portion of the anointing. But lo and behold, he disobeyed. He preferred to go and collect those items from Naaman than to reap a triple portion of anointing. He ended up a leper. A lot of people are like that today. I pray that you will make the right choice. You will make the right choice. The rightful choice. Achan shows the accursed items in Joshua chapter 1. The book of Joshua chapter 1 from verses 1 to verse 6. The children of God, they have just conquered Jericho, and God told them, don't take any item from Jericho, because God have already cursed Jericho. So don't take anything from Jericho. But guess what? Achan. There are so many Achan today who, they went and picked those things from Jericho. And when they picked those items from Jericho, then the curse was upon them. Achan was taken out of the camp of Israel, was stoned to death. Are you making the wrong choice? This is very important. I tell you, this is a message from heaven to you. This is a message from the Holy Spirit, a message from God to you, that if you learn to make the rightful choice in your life, don't make the wrong choice. Don't make a great mistake. Don't walk in darkness. He's always there to see you through. Don't make a great mistake. Don't walk in darkness. He's always there to see you through. Don't make a great mistake. Don't walk in darkness. He's always there to see you through. Don't make a great mistake. Don't walk in darkness. He's always there to see you through. Don't make a great mistake of making a wrong choice. You choose the wrong things. You choose the wrong way. You choose the broad way. You choose sin. Instead of righteousness, you choose hatred. You choose murder. You choose to make a wrong choice. Even when Jesus Christ was to be crucified, they asked, he said, who do you want? They said they want Barabbas, the thief. They rejected Jesus Christ. So righteousness is the way that leads to eternal life. And you rejected the narrow way. And you chose the way of sin and evil and immorality. God is calling you today. Repent and come to the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Only few are finding it. May you be one of the few that will find the narrow way. May you make the rightful decision as from today. May the Holy Spirit lead you to make a rightful decision, to make a rightful choice in life, to decide to do the right thing. There is a way that seems right to a man. The end is destruction. Don't follow the way of destruction. Follow the narrow way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming to the Father except by him. I pray today that you will begin to make the rightful choice in your life, that you will be a doer of the word of God and not just a hearer alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever you are in any part of the world listening to this message, I want you to know that God wants you to make the rightful choice, to make the rightful decision, to make the rightful way, to follow the rightful way, the narrow way, to do the things of the Lord, to follow the way of salvation, the way of redemption, the way of Christ, the way that leads to eternal life. Are you making the rightful choice? I pray for you today that you begin to make a rightful choice. You not make a wrong choice. In the name of Jesus, may God bless you with this word and this message. In Jesus' name, may you be a doer of this word and not just a hearer alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. I know God has blessed you today. I've been receiving emails and phone calls from around the world of many people who have been blessed by this message. And I tell you, God is doing a new thing. Please help us by forwarding this message to everyone you know anywhere in the world. Yes, email this message to them, text it to them, share it to them, tweet it to them, send it to them. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. We preach Christ and him crucified. We don't preach ourselves. We don't preach anything. We preach Christ and him crucified. We preach the narrow way that leads to life. We are not here to tell you fables. We are not here to tell you fake things and fake ideas of men. We are here to tell you about Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who died to save you, to heal you, and to bless you. Yes, that is why you must help us to distribute this message, forward it, email it, text it, tweet it, share it, send it to everyone you know all around the world. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. In Jesus' name. Thank you very much for listening. God bless you abundantly. Felicia and I, we love you, and we say God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. God loves you, and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I really love you, and that's the way it should be. Amen.